Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you very much for actually choosing to listen to me. I'm a bit boring, but I'll try and be exciting just for this afternoon. Don't be surprised if I start speaking in tongues. I'm very sick. I've actually taken medication before I came here just to survive the session, but I'm blessed that Mr. Vilakazi here, my predecessor, he knows all about the MMAs, and my programs manager, Mr. Anthony Sogle, is also sitting over there. So I'm sure if I drop, they will run to the front and continue the session. Before we go into what the Metro FM Music Awards are all about, I thought maybe let's first look at, I think I forgot the, thank you very much. Just to give perspective of what the MMAs are about, I'm going to start with a video that will tell us more about Metro FM itself. As you might be aware, this year Metro FM is turning 30. So this is a brand campaign that we just launched last year in September when we were celebrating 29, positioning Metro FM for the next 30 years. So for growth as well in terms of audiences, in terms of revenue as well. So this is the messages that we're taking into the 30 years moving forward as Metro FM. I'm going to pause a bit and wait for my presentation to go up. As our facilitator indicated, I was requested to talk on the Metro FM Music Awards, and the winner is the title of my presentation. I'm supposed to go here. So I wanted to start off here, and that's why I started with the brand campaign, to say, let's look at who we are as Metro FM. In terms of listenership, we're currently sitting at 6.8 million. These are the results that came last December, past 7 days, and yesterday we're sitting at 4.3 million. And in terms of brand essence, Metro FM is positioned as something is wrong with our technology over there. But basically, we're speaking to urban South Africans, male, female. You will see the split as we move along. They are between the ages of 25 and 34. Our epicenter is 30, and we mainly focusing on LSM 7 plus. Over 2 million of our listeners are actually sitting at LSM 8 to 10. That was just a brief background, and now I'm going to go into
Metro FM. It's where
the 30th annual Metro FM Music Awards on the Black Falcons. Talk about glamour. Everybody is excited about the biggest music show thus far in 2014.
My lady did a thing again, black and white, you know.
It's a slogan to the room, but it's more again the color, you know.
That's the detail, guys. Talk about the suits and the deeds.
This is Anta Premium Line. Very new.
Well, your suit is comfortable. This is sexy. What are you talking about?
You know, gotta represent SA style. King, he picked it up for me, you know. And the best, it's his thing.
Just open collar, more details.
We are in Durban and there are the waves of the sea.
Be ready to party! Keep it local and cool. Support local music,
yeah? Metro FM, it's where you're at.
Last point, how are you doing tonight? Metro FM Music Awards are in the house.
And we are going to bring it down tonight.
Put your hands in the air, stop the sun. Can you feel it?
and a big welcome to all our listeners tuning in live right now on Radio 2000 and Tokyo FM, yes, and of course Metro FM.
Wow, we are trending worldwide right now. Number two! Shout out everybody!
This category is special because it's about the beat, the flow, the swagger, and acknowledging their effort in making their mark on the industry.
To create music that moves the nation, giving us hope, healing, and inspiration.
I'm so excited that this is my first Metro FM Music Awards.
Thank you so much,
Elon. Metro FM, it's where you're at.
So I just wanted to give you a taste of what the MMAs are about. This is from MMA 14. But just to go into a little bit of more details with regards to the MMAs, they are the biggest, I feel like I'm going to fall, but I'll try and pull through. They are the biggest music award platform in the Southern Hemisphere. I was having an interview outside and someone was asking me, do you think the MMAs are bigger than the Summers? And I think that question is unfair because it's not supposed to be a question. Okay, thank you very much. They were launched in 2000, and they are aimed at basically recognizing and celebrating South African talent. And I think it speaks more right now with the strategy around radio, the SABC, with pushing more of local content and pushing our South African artists. Over the past 15 years, the categories have expanded, reflecting the growth of the local music industry. So we've got like 21 categories. We've introduced a new category. Technology is not working with us this afternoon. My presentation looked like something else on my computer, and it looks like something else here. So the new category that we introduced this year is the category we named One Africa category, looking at, you know, introducing Africa into the MMAs. We ran an on-air campaign to get listeners involved in terms of choosing the name for the category, because basically Metro FM is more pushed by listener participation, unlike other award ceremonies that we used to. I don't know what's on the slide. There's nothing on the slide. Can I request that you give me a minute? Let me see what's going on. You see, this is why I wanted to go through it earlier, just to make sure that the stick is compatible with the system. So I'm going to depend on the gentleman at the back to actually move for me, because I can't use the... Okay, we can move to a slide. So basically, we've got four main phases that we go through when we prepare for the MMAs, between preparations and the gala event. There's work that happens before this phase, but this is what we call phase one. When we get to the media launch, it is followed by calls for submissions. The day of the media launch, 12 midnight on the same day, submissions are open. This phase is followed by the finalist announcement, which will happen like 2-3 months after the launch. And then we move to the third phase, the road to the MMAs, and then the last phase, the actual event. So it's very important for us to get it right at phase one, because as I indicated when I started, MMAs are mainly driven by listener participation. So from entrance to voting, we really need to be driving listener participation. Otherwise, then the awards themselves will not be credible. In terms of submission, we then record a promo. We put it on high rotation. This is a call for action that invites artists, record companies, independent musicians to make their submissions. There's usually a deadline to that. We give them roughly a whole month, you know, for them to submit. We always have backwards and forwards with the industry when it comes to the deadline, because the moment we announce that submissions are open, some people want to go into studios to start recording and they want you to extend the deadline for submission. So we always have serious back and forwards, but we end up agreeing on giving the industry a month to submit. The promo will drive entrants to the Metro FM website for category and entry details. Entries are then screened with regards to what the criteria is and what the rules are and regulations. And the finalist results are then compiled and audited, and then we move to the next stage. So still on submissions, we have a panel of judges. This panel is reviewed on an annual basis, and a lot of questions that we get, like year after year, is how do you choose your panel of judges? So we review them on an annual basis so that, you know, we don't have issues with people who are there and they're used to the system, so we try and bring new people, you know, every year. They are selected for their expertise in their respective fields, but we are very clear in terms of that they should have no vested interest in the music industry so that the process is fair. Entries are forwarded to the judges, who adjudicate according to the strict guidelines. At some point, they sit together, they meet. Every meeting that they sit in, there's audit to make sure that the process is fair and transparent. And in the interest of uniformity, judges are required to then have a session to vote, you know, using the prescribed form. So there's no conversations around what do you think about it. They've got a form, they listen, they go through, they fill in, they give their reasons. And then when the finalists are now chosen, the top five per category are announced at the event that I spoke to earlier on. Usually it's in Joburg at the Forum. We haven't changed the venue in the past few years. The finalist announcement event is by invite only, and listeners have the opportunity to then win tickets to attend the event. I will speak more to that element later on. Please go back. And then this event is attended by the elite of the South African music industry, and obviously our listeners would like to be part of that because they want to associate and, you know, rub shoulders with the who's who's of the music industry. So listener participation is key, and we want to keep it that way moving forward. Justine, a reflection of the music played on Metro FM. So every time we open for submissions, we make it very clear that we will only receive and accept submissions on music that is already played on Metro FM. I remember last year when we launched in Durban, there were questions around, you know, you don't do much for musicians in Durban, and come the MMAs, we hear them on Metro because we want to push them for the MMAs and stuff like that. So the basic principle is that we only select from music that is already playlisted on Metro. If we're not playing a particular genre of music like reggae, then you will not find that music selected or nominated for the MMAs. The audience inclusions give the award credibility, we believe so, because as I indicated, this is the only award property that is 100% driven by listeners. So it's important for the musicians or their representatives to have those relationships and campaigns, you know, leading towards votings to make sure that they get the kind of, you know, feedback or the kind of results that they want, because it's the listeners who decide who's going to win the MMAs. It's almost like we are just a platform, the channel that listeners then use to fulfill their wishes in terms of who's the best in terms of different categories. At midnight after the finalist announcement, then we close, we open for voting now. And now the ball is on the listeners' court. What they do, who they vote for, we don't get involved. We usually get a lot of complaints from musicians, from their representatives, from the record labels that, and I can give an example. Last year, Arthur then was on, was it Daily Sun? And he was giving away a cow to a lucky winner who will vote for, was it one of the people, you know, musicians in the stable. And then we received a lot of complaints from other musicians who were saying, this is not fair. When we actually said, here are your nominees, vote for them. How you promote them, with the only rule that we had with regards to the voting was that it's only the listeners that will vote. And we gave them 500 votes per listener, per category. So beyond that, we do not have control on how people campaign because we expect them to campaign. All right, and this is how our listeners are expected to then participate throughout the process. It's not only through voting, but they also participate in competitions that are associated with the awards. If you listen to Metro FM during that period, you will note that then a lot of advertisers will come on board, you know, to get that brand association with Metro because they want to access our audiences. So there will be a lot of competitions. We go on a road shows. We go on a roadshow, so that also presents an opportunity for listeners to interact personally with musicians, and then we invite them to pre-parties, the main event, after parties. Last year, we introduced 4 pre-parties that catered for 4 different markets in Durban because that's how big we've grown as the MMAs, and participation on social media conversations as well, driven through SABC Radio and SABC One. And you will note that when you get to this point, we then our sister stations will then rally around the MMAs. So it's not only Metro FM listeners that participate, you know, with the MMAs. Then you get audiences that listen to Motsweding FM, to 5 FM, to Ukhozi participating as well. And in terms of the main event as well, 5 key radio stations will also then join Metro FM broadcast live from the MMAs. And I was requested to also touch on the benefits of the MMAs, and I've split it into 3. First, we'll look at how the MMAs are benefiting the artists themselves. So for the longest time, the awards had a strong bragging rights. You know, when they win that statuette, even before we introduced the prize money, it was the biggest thing ever. Like, you know, it gives you bragging rights for the whole year, 12 months, 365 days a year. So the winner would always see increase in sales of their music because they have won this thing, which is sort of an endorsement to what they're doing. Winning the award also adds more shine on their you know, career as well. That's why you hear when they're getting interviewed on TV, they will be called Metro FM Award winner. They call themselves that. They add that to their CVs. And the introduction of the prize money as well. This year we introduced the 100,000 per category to the MMAs. It became a highlight because I think it was long overdue. Okay. Continuing with benefits for the artist, winning an MMA feather creates pressure. So as much as you have bragging rights for 1 year, it also creates pressure. We'll see, if you are a Casper Novest and you won Best Hip Hop, next year, you want to retain the title, so you need to go and work extra hard to make sure that you retain your title, so because no one wants to lose. For those nominated, it builds exciting pressure as well, because then they need to go out and campaign and convince people to vote for them, and that goes with popularity as well and record sales. To the ones that don't get shortlisted, because a lot of them do. I was laughing actually last year because it was my first experience with submissions that the entire boardroom we could not use for that period because there were boxes and boxes. That's how many submissions we receive for the MMAs. And I really never thought about it that way until I saw it. To the ones that don't get shortlisted, it becomes their new challenge. Because you don't want to enter all the time and not even get, you know, a nomination. Okay, I'm made aware of the time, so I will move on quick. With regards to business, the MMA also presents an opportunity for sponsors to derive commercial value by exposing their brands to our listeners who interact heavily with the MMAs. The property further creates a network opportunity for them because then they get to interact when we on the roadshow. They get to interact physically with our audiences, with other activations that we do prior to the MMA as well. There's also unlimited on-the-ground opportunities for brands to engage. So the advertisers that we see on TV are not necessarily the only sponsors that are coming on board. You've got people who just want to put up their banners at venues, at events, and stuff like that. So there's a whole lot of opportunities for business. And for the listeners, the MMA gives Metro FM listeners an opportunity to positively and actively participate and become part of the process. And this is what we pride ourselves with when it comes to the MMA, is that, you know, our listeners then become part of critical decision-making. When we announce these winners, we know that they actually played a critical role, and they feel as if they are part of the station, and this builds loyalty for Metro FM. And if you look at between 2000 and where we are right now, the growth of the MMAs are reflected by the growth of our audiences as well. It further affords them the platform to interact with their favorite musicians. Listeners get to participate in competitions, like I said, and win tickets to the main event where everybody wants to be. There's been talks actually about whether we need to reconsider the ICC because it's becoming too small. There's a demand. A few years ago, we introduced the PVA so that we can cater for more people. So those conversations will continue. This is just a reflection of how we've been doing in terms of television viewership. I've taken samples from the last 3 years. This is basically for the broadcast of the main event. In 2014, we're sitting at 2.1. The following year, we're sitting at 3.4. Last year, we're sitting at 3.8. Social media, we've benefited a lot from social media. I think I'm left with three slides. So I'm going to skip this. I think this presentation will be available, but this is just a demonstration of how we've created the MMAs to become a 360 property that lives online, on air, and on the ground. We have seen consistent growth. I've spoken to that with the MMAs and our audiences in general. The weight of the MMAs will always be people voting for them, and we're not intending to change that because that's what gives us that exclusivity and sets us apart from other award ceremonies. Every brand survives on its brand promise, and as Metro FM, our brand promise is that we are not done. We'll keep pushing. We'll keep the spirit of the hustle alive. So by taking care of home and making sure that brand Metro FM lives the promise, we are sure that the MMAs will continue to grow moving forward. And having said that, I can only say now in the next slide that legends don't stop. They ask, what's next? I am so sick. I felt like I was going to fall over at some point because I've got a splitting headache as well. Tickets. I think over the years, the MMAs have become the highlight of Metro FM. It has become such a big property that, you know, with all the other things that we're doing, because everything that we do, events and everything else that we do is supposed to feed into the strategy being growing.